Nzime chora pare jen, madye menga namge ngonye, sozoran ri shi chu, tesum jewe yam la chanze de, omi chuki inje podane, tesum sanje kunje ngonye, rangsum choku ngondo tenze, sarve la mencha la so vay de. So, once again, I'm thankful for giving this opportunity to speak something about Buddha's teachings and the teaching of Buddha is really very vast. We cannot express it within short time, but for the benefit of many people who are the beginners who are interested in Buddhist teachings, I prefer talking this short about Buddha Dharma, and according to the teachings of Buddha, there are different ways of accumulating merit. So today, I would like to express something about how we have to accumulate merit. This is very important because many of the newcomers or the beginners, they don't know how to accumulate merit. So far my knowledge is concerned, I would like to express something which is useful enough, some techniques which is very useful enough to accumulate merit. Through the accumulation of merit, we can reach the highest stage of the highest stage, that is Buddhahood. So, in real sense, through the accumulation, we can also accomplish Buddha's body and speech. We can accomplish two kinds of merit and wisdom accomplishment. Something like that, which is summed up within these two. So, whenever we used to offer, now this is something related with the offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Through offering we can accumulate a lot. When we are going to offer something to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, it is necessary that like taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, or practice of bodhicitta, whatever, or the practice of accumulating through offering, whatever the practices are there, before that we have to visualize Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in front of us. Last time I told that before any kind of practice, first we have to visualize Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in front of us, just on, above the sky, from above your forehead. Now, visualizing Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you think that if it is difficult to visualize all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all the meditational deities, or the Dharma Balas, or any kind of the lineage gurus of your root guru, whatever, but if it seems to be complicated, then it is not necessary to visualize that way. But if you can visualize your own root guru, who is the essence of all the Buddhas, because in your root guru, all the powers of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, everything is unified, or your root guru is the inseparable of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So you have to think that your root guru, who is always very kind and compassionate to you, to guide you, so that you may not do any kind of bad sins, bad actions, and he guides you to do something good through doing good things, through acting something good, through listening, through seeing good things, through thinking good things, then you can accumulate a lot, and it can also help you to reach the highest stage. That means Buddhahood. So in this way, it is necessary that you have to visualize your root guru, who is inseparable of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, in front of you. Now here, when you are visualizing your root guru, don't think that he is alone there. He is unification, or he is the essence of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. That means immeasurable, the boundless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are here in front of you. So whatever you are doing, some sort of good actions, or whatever you are going to accumulate, anything, any good thing, that is your offering, or you are doing some prayers, or you are just prostrating before Buddhas and Bodhisattvas all together. So in this way, it is necessary from the very beginning of accumulating some merit through offering, first you have to visualize that, and your root guru is always with you. Sometimes we do say that whenever we wake up early in the morning, we must think that your root guru wakes you up. He is telling you, saying that don't sleep in the ignorant suffering samsara. Wake from there, and he wakes you up, and he is always with you, helping with you, and remember your root guru, always in front of you, or he is with you all the time. Wherever you go, he is with you. So if your root guru is in front of you, he is looking onwards to you, or your root guru is always with you, then it helps you not doing any kind of bad actions. Because you feel some sort of nervous in front of your root guru, because you are doing some sort of sins, or you are doing some sort of bad actions. So that is why it is necessary that you must visualize, you must think that your root guru, who is the essence of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, is always with you. That means you won't do any kind of bad things, because you feel ashamed before him, doing something bad, stealing something, killing animals, harming other and living beings. So all these are bad actions, negative actions. So doing from these negative actions, your root guru is in front of you. He always guides you. He always helps you. He is so compassionate. So when you think like that, when you visualize that like that, then start offering practices. Now, offering practice means, according to the Buddhist teachings, according to the general Buddhist teachings, we do offer mandala. Now here, mandala is a Sanskrit word. Mandala is actually, it is a abode, the pure land. That means, mandala means the pure land, the pure house where your root guru resides, where Buddha Amitabha resides, where Buddha Shakyamuni resides, where Guru Rinpoche resides. So that is the pure mandala, pure abode. So you have to visualize that way and offer to him. saying that from the very beginning, according to the Buddhist teachings, we used to offer mandala by using this kind of mudras. Now this mudra seems that it is, though it is a symbolic with the use of hand, but this means in the center of this world. Now this symbolizes this samsara, this world. So you symbolize that your world or the earth, which is by nature, it is pure, it is not impure. So you think like that, and in the middle of the samsara, there is, according to the teachings, there is Mount Meru, the mountain, which is made from precious jewels, some sort like that, and it is in the center of the earth. And on the four sides, there are four continents. According to the offerings, we have to think, visualize that way. Four continents. And each continent, there is two small subcontinents. That means in total, eight subcontinents, four major continents. And then it is surrounded by the precious stone or the precious jewels, made from precious jewels, mountains, seven different ranges of the mountain, and each mountain, in the middle of each mountain, there are seven big oceans, that means water, the pure water, offering that way. And above the Mount Meru, there is sun and moon also, which is also going around the world. Something like that. And this symbolizes almost all the world here. Jambudvip, we say. In Sanskrit, they say Jambudvip. So, this is one of the example. We just visualize that way. That means whatever in this world, the pure water, the pure mountains, the pure trees, different beautiful flowers, beautiful water fallings, and mountains, snow mountains, with the sun and the moon, stars, everything is there, which symbolizes with the using of this mudra. And we put some rice in the hand also. Now this rice is only a symbolic. We just put here, that means everything, every kind of material, beautiful, positive material things are there. So everything is, we took in our hand, and we are going to offer to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, that means to your root guru, who is inseparable of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. In this way, we do offerings. This is one kind of offering. Now, while offering this, you don't think that this is only one Jambudvip or only one earth. But you have to think that. You just think in your mind, immeasurable world, immeasurable, let's say, universe. Everything is brought in front of you. Or you just visualize in your mind, saying that it is all, everything is all, whole sky is filled up with those materials, those beautiful materials in front of you, and you are going to offer to him. This is one kind of offerings now. These are immeasurable offerings. We can't measure it now. It's boundless. If your intention, if your way of offering through a good intention, then the offering will become something extraordinary. Through that you can accumulate merit. And through that you can also accumulate the wisdom accomplishment. Now, while offering, now you can, in daily practice, this is what in the teachings they do say, in teachings it said like this, we can offer like this. But now in daily life, it's really useful if you can use a skillful means of offering. Now whenever you go out in the sightseeing, now here in Tibetan it is very popular, chamcham. So now chamcham is not an ordinary chamcham. Now I use Tibetan word here, chamcham. Chamcham is going for sightseeings now. Sightseeings. Now during the time of sightseeings, it is really a very good opportunity to accumulate something by offering to your root gurus, who is inseparable of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Now when you reach in certain places where there is beautiful sceneries, beautiful mountains, beautiful flowers, beautiful water, pond, lake, where there are many different colored fishes are there, you think that these are the things that you are going to offer to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Now you have the right now, you have that chance to use that chance properly. You must visualize. Your intention should be really very clean. And then think that, oh, these beautiful things, even though it doesn't belong to me, but you can offer all these beautiful things to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. It doesn't matter, even though it doesn't belong to you, it doesn't matter. But in your mind, with good intention, with pure, without any attachment, you just pick up in your mind and all those beautiful things, the flowers, the medicinal plant, whatever in this world, the beautiful mountains covered with snow, very beautiful sceneries, and sometimes the fountain, the artificial fountains, beautiful fountains which the water springs up from there and it comes down all the time, cycling, some sort like that. There, many things are there in Taiwan. So you can offer those beautiful things to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. This is a good chance. Whenever you go out, you have the chance to practice of offering. So if you go on offering that way, it can accumulate a great, true many accumulation of merits will be there, and it will help you to become fully enlightenment. This is one of the main source. This is one of the main reason of offering to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So through them you can offer it. Now when you go out, if you see some sort of beautiful birds even, beautiful animals, the positive animals, very beautiful, very calm and quiet, very lovable. Whatever you see, any kind of beautiful things, whatever you see, any kind of good things, you just pick it up in your mind without any attachment and then offer it to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Without any effort, without any using any kind of, without expenditure, what should I say, without any using any kind of money, you can offer them to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Without any effort, you need not work hard to offer that. But you just think in your mind, with pure mind, and then offer it to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. This is one of the best kind of offering to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Now, see, in Taiwan, I like this kind of flowers. Though I myself was unable to decorate this type of beautiful flowers, but I like who are decorating these types. Because these are the offerings to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Really, extremely good. Even though now here we can rejoice now. When someone used to make this type, when someone used to bring flowers and they offer to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, even though I can't offer that way, but I can rejoice by doing that kind of good action by other person instead of feeling jealousy to them. You just think that, oh, they are doing really very beautiful work, very good work, very nice one. So they are offering beautiful things to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Even though you are unable to offer that, but you can feel that. And you also, you just think that you are also offering that type. Now, don't think that you are offering only this one bunch of the flower. Don't think that way now. When you offer one bunch of flower, you think that it is immeasurable, immeasurable, countless flowers. Almost all the flowers, whatever in this universe, are there. You just collect all the flowers and think that each and every flower is here and you are offering to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. That means that offering becomes so vast, very great. In one sense, we say that by offering beautiful things, flowers, to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, it is one source of becoming beautiful. This is one source. To become, say, most of the people, they like beautiful things, beautiful face, beautiful body, they like that. If you like beautiful face, beautiful bodies, then you must practice patience. Be patient. Tolerate whatever anybody says some bad things to you. You just tolerate it. Practice patience so that you, from other side, it won't react. If you react, then they will react to you. So if you won't say anything, if you practice patience, then nobody will react to you. So in this way, the situation became calm and quiet. So if you go on practicing patience, then normally it is definite that you will take birth. Wherever you take birth, you will gain a beautiful body, beautiful face, something like that. This is one cause. Now, one cause is offering beautiful things to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. That will help you to obtain beautiful bodies and beautiful faces like that. This is a small result. Don't think that way. This small result will naturally come. If you think that you wanted to become Buddha, means that is the highest stage. When you become Buddha, then these beautiful face, beautiful bodies are nothing to him. These are the small result. This will naturally come to you. So that's why we say that we saw a seed of apple in the ground. Because we want apples. We want to eat apple. Because of that, we used to saw one seed in the ground. We wish that we get many apples. But when we saw the seed underground and we water them and it grows, we just help them to grow. We put water. By watering, then it will grow. And the plant started coming. The branches used to come. The leaves used to come. But we don't want branches. We don't want leaves. We don't want the plant body of the plant tree. We don't want that. Whilst when we are sowing the seed underground, we didn't say that we want the body of the tree. We want thing in our mind saying that we want the branches, the sticks, the leaves. But we want only apples. Because of that, we used to sow the seed. But these branches, beautiful leaves, beautiful body of the tree normally comes, even though we don't want it, but it comes. So like that, when you offer with a big mind, spacious mind, saying that everything is included here, and you are offering every beautiful things, every good things to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. If you go on offering that way, then normally the small part of result will normally, even though you don't want it, comes. Even though you said that you don't want those things, but it will naturally come on you. So your mind or your intention should be really very broad. If your intention is broad, then normally the result will be very inconceivable. That means very vast. In that way you can now offering practice. So whenever we are going in the car also now, these are the things that you have to practice offering. Whenever you are in the car, you just think, look here and there. Yes, you are always with your root guru. You are not alone. In the car also, your root guru is with you. He is always there. Even though we are unable to see him because of our dualistic mind, because of our ignorant, we can't see him. But it doesn't mean that this is our root guru has no compassion. It doesn't mean that way. He is always compassionate. He is always loving to all living beings, especially to me, to whom I am offering. You just imagine, I'm always remembering my root guru. Like that, in that way, you just think that way now. Whenever you go in the car, you just think your root guru is in front of you, and when you see something, beautiful things outside, beautiful houses, beautiful cars, beautiful decorations, the clean one, the best one, those you just offer in your mind to your root guru, because your root guru is not an ordinary one. He is the essence of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. That is one kind of offering now. And when you go far in the trains also, even in the trains, traveling through the trains, when you look outside the window, you see some beautiful fields, growing paddy field, or any kind of crops, or any kind of things which will grow in the field. You just think that, oh, very beautiful, the wind is blowing from this side, and all the trees, plants are moving this way. Something you just conceive, you just think in your mind, something really very beautiful. The movement of the plants, the blowing of the wind, not very rough, you don't think that way, but very simple, very beautiful, very nice. And then you just think in your mind and offer it to your root guru, to Buddha Amitabha, to Guru Rinpoche, to Buddha Shakyamuni, to Buddha of medicine, whoever the Buddha, it doesn't matter, because all Buddhas are one. But according to the individual's way of thinking, we need different types of Buddhas. Some like Buddha Shakyamuni, so Buddha Shakyamuni used to come. Some like Guru Rinpoche, so Guru Rinpoche used to come. Some like Buddha Amitabha, so Buddha Amitabha used to come. But all Buddhas are, in essence, they are one. They are not different from each other. Buddhas have qualities, all kind of qualities are with the Buddhas. To those persons who are suffering from diseases or some sort of problems, then Buddha of medicine used to come. Buddha medicine helps you. But if you think that Buddha, if you like Buddha Amitabha, then Buddha Amitabha is the Buddha of medicine. Buddha Amitabha is the Buddha of helping living beings. He can also destroy all kind of obstacles. He is the Buddha of long life, eternal life. So in this way, whenever you are going to offer, you just offer to your root guru, who is the inseparable of all the Buddhas. In that way, if you go on offering, then this offering may become really very fruitful. This is one kind of offerings. Now, there are many, many beautiful things which we can't express in our word. In word, it's very difficult to express in word, but you can feel in your mind every kind of beautiful things in this world. You just collect them, you just think, and then you just think, imagine where we are here now, the beautiful benches, the beautiful tables, beautiful flowers, the lights are there, beautiful lights. In this way, if you go on thinking something beautiful, which are really very nice, very clean, calm and quiet. So these are the things, the positive things, circumstances. And all these things you just collect and then you just offer to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. This is a kind of offering. Through offering you can accumulate merit.